It's a sad story. You know the one where the couple lives together for 20 years until he leaves her for his dead brother's widow. They divorce. He marries the widow. Then 9 months later, he dies too. Like Hamlet, minus the poison in anyone's ear. It's hard to talk about without sounding bitter. Even our daughters joke. That's when my father married my aunt and I became my own cousin. It's the story I take out on the third date if a man asks to know more. I can't just say my husband died, or forever after I'd be lying. The beginning was sweet, the way beginnings can be. We got together right after I finished high school. All summer, I listened to him sing and play guitar at this Mexican restaurant where the waitress was blind or just kind enough to serve me Kahlua and creams. I'd sip like a hummingbird. Barely 18 years old, drunk on infatuation, Simon and Garfunkel covers, and coffee liqueur. When I moved away to college, he sent me letters on thin blue stationery. He pasted 1-cent stamps all over the envelopes, drew pictures and quoted from poems. I've carried that box of letters with me every place I've ever lived. And our marriage, like any other, groceries and children, spaghetti and laundry, except we had music. He'd play piano and we'd sing. I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. Now I'm the old woman in the song, writing this letter to you, studying my life like I'm at a market choosing plums, weighing my ripeness against my bruises, offering whatever sugar might be left.